It's just a Firdausi's question. The first one was something we tackled yesterday, but a clarification again. Ittikaf for the women. What is ittikaf for the women? How do they perform it? What do they do when they're on their menses?
Ittikaf for women as ittikaf for men. There is only one place which is can be called mu'takaf, or a place of ittikaf, al-masjid. Not any masjid. The masjid which we offer the congregation and prayer in it. Okay? And that's valid for men and women. During the life of the Prophet ﷺ, some of his wives joined him in performing i'tikaf along with him in the masjid. And even after the Prophet ﷺ died, since he maintained making i'tikaf in the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, after he died, ﷺ, some of his wives maintained this tradition and they used to do i'tikaf on their own as well in the masjid. So that is permissible. There is no such thing called i'tikaf at home or in your room, or in your shop or your store. I'tikaf is to be done in the masjid. As far as the requirements of i'tikaf for women, of course, the permission of her guardian. And if she's staying in the masjid overnight, she needs a mahram with her. There is one more thing, that which is the cleanness or al-tahara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, في سورة النساء, وَلَا جُنُوبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِي سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا. When he commanded us, the believing men and women, not to pray while we're drunk, nor while we are junub, having the major impurities. That applies for both men and women. Whenever men having some sexual discharge, by any mean, they cannot pray nor enter the masjid, except if they are passing by. And the reason behind the revelation of this ayah, as Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, narrated that many of the companions used to have their homes open doors to the masjid. So if they needed to get water for cleaning and cleansing and so on, they would pass through the masjid. So they were permitted to do so, only passing by, عابري سبيل, but not to remain in the masjid, not to sit in the masjid. Accordingly, it's not permissible for women during their menses to stay in the masjid nor to pray. So if it happens that a woman, while she's in the state of i'tikaf, started her menses, she should leave the masjid right away.